this evening, and God only knows when I'll see you again. Just send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call, that would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family, and tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I said I miss them, but I'm doing all right.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Mystery drone spotted flying low over areas of the Northeast, including New Jersey, where a group of mayors attended a briefing. Pequannock Township Mayor Ryan Hurd.
We're not just talking about flying over at 5 or 10 or 30,000 feet like a regular plane. We're talking about a couple of hundred feet over your house, over my house.
The White House says President Biden's been briefed on the drones, and the DHS and FBI continue investigating the incidents. The suspect in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, 26-year-old Luigi Mangione, is being held without bond in Pennsylvania as he fights extradition to New York. This is investigators have now linked shell casings found at the site of the shooting with the gun found on Mangione. Fire officials in Southern California say the Franklin fire burning in Malibu is about 7% contained. That fire has burned through more than 4,000 acres and destroyed several structures and is being fanned by Santa Ana winds up to 75 miles per hour. This is ABC News. The Wisconsin father accused of faking his own death and going overseas is now back in the U.S. facing criminal charges. ABC's Andrea Fujii.
According to the criminal complaint, Borgor now admits planting the kayak and placing his belongings in a tackle box, which he sank in the lake, then paddled back to shore in a raft. When he got out, he realized he was leaving muddy footprints and attempted to wash the footprints off of the road. Riding an e-bike, then a Greyhound bus, he made it to Canada, then flew from Toronto to Paris and onto the country of Georgia, where police say a woman he had met online picked him up.
Following their failed merger, grocery giant Albertsons has filed a lawsuit against rival Kroger, claiming the Ohio-based grocery chain failed to exercise best efforts to move the deal forward. New Jersey lawmakers are expected to take up a measure today to try to limit the amount of plastic packaging used in the state. It would require all materials to be recyclable or compostable by 2034. Dave Packer, ABC News.
From ABC News and Good Morning America, I'm Ginger Z. Today's Brightly Moment is brought to you by Macy's. This holiday season, let Macy's be your guide to gifting. We can all learn something about spreading joy. From a New Jersey grandfather who last year came up with a funny and thoughtful gift for his grandkids. Grandpa Liam has 11 grandchildren, ranging in age from 5 to 29 years old. They all erupted with laughter as they unwrapped their presents.
You guys all got Crocs.
Each of them gifted with a brand new pair of Crocs. But that's not all. Grandpa Liam handed out another round of gifts, Croc charms, to go on their new footwear. The charms had a photo of Grandpa Liam's face. While the Crocs brought some chuckles, they were also sentimental to the family. Their beloved grandmother, who passed away in 2012, was known to wear bright teal Crocs and a matching cover-up to the beach. This holiday season, give love. Give Crocs. This Brightly Moment has been brought to you by Macy's. I'm ABC's Ginger Z.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ahlen. A man accused of faking his drowning and traveling to Eastern Europe is back in Wisconsin and facing charges. Ryan Borgwart was charged Tuesday with misdemeanor obstruction in Green Lake County Court. The county may seek $40,000 in restitution to cover the costs for a lengthy search for Borgwart. Governor Tony Evers is skeptical of Republican electors' claims that they were tricked into signing paperwork following the 2020 presidential election in Wisconsin. Attorney General Josh Call filed more charges Tuesday against attorneys Jim Troupas and Ken Chesbrough and former Donald Trump aide Mike Roman for their roles in a false elector scheme. and a funeral urn was intentionally left in a Beloit movie theater. The woman who did it says the remains were those of her father, who she had no relationship with. She adds she had no plans to pick up the urn at the Beloit Police Department. The theater turned the urn over to police when no one came back for it. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick.
Fast play, fast play.
Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new Scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has Scratch games, lotto draw games, and fast play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
At Advent Health, we believe we all have a divine light to guide us. So whatever makes you feel whole, chase it. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit. Advent Health. Feel whole.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-9047.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-9047. That's 800-575-9047.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Not as windy, but still cold today. Mostly sunny with a high of 6 above this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to 4 below zero. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 20 with some light freezing rain and snow. Tomorrow night into Saturday, highs will be back in the 30s this weekend. Okay, holiday gift idea time. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. The stuff is wicked good. Everyone's going to love it. Order some today at grandpa'sbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 8 below.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, it used to be mine, not so very long ago. I was crazy to ever let. Girl, you should know better than to go bragging in my face. So forgive me for what I'm about to say. Big deal, so what? Who cares? We just got lucky, that's all.
First hand times that you told me, yeah, it's amazing, it's love.
was 700 fence posts from your place to ours. Neither one of us was old enough to drive a car. Sometimes it was raining, sometimes it would shine. We wore out that gravel road between your house and mine. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle, beneath that old Georgia pine. We'd gain a lot of ground, cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long, we meet in the middle. It's been 7 years tomorrow since we set our vows. Under that old pine tree, you ought to see it now. Standing in the backyard, reminding me and you that if we don't see eye to eye, there's something we can do. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle, meet that old Georgia pine. We'd gain a lot of ground, cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long, we
latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is a wish of Bonnie and Ben. Dolls that will talk and won't go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well, the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. Yeah. We'll be right back. to look a lot like Christmas. Oh, soon the bells will start, and the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. And the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. It's right within your heart. Yeah.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from the Milk Business Conference, and to be listening for interviews from the Milk Business Conference next week during the Morning Farm Report in our newsmaker segment. We'll have coverage from Wisconsin Farm Bureau's annual convention here coming up during our newsmaker segment this hour, along with our ag weather forecast too. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On this installment of the Up-Level Dairy Podcast, we hear from former Texas Dairy Manager Manny Salcedo, who created his own solution software to save time and increase efficiency. How did that all begin?
About 10, 12 years ago is when the cloud started really coming to fruition. It was easier to be able to grab information, put it into the cloud, and be able to do whatever you wanted with it. Back in the day, you basically had to store it on a local hard drive, and then most of the time, the data processing that it would take, these computers couldn't handle it. When the cloud opened up, whatever information I wanted, and look at it however I wanted to look at it. So the cloud was a big piece of why some of the systems that exist today exist today. And so now that they're able to see on a computer or on a phone or on a tablet how they're performing, everything started moving in the right direction. So like to give you an idea, we started grabbing information like 0 to 15 seconds by shift, right? Or the percent milk in 2 minutes. Every employee could then see, based on the position they were at the rotary, our flow rates got a lot quicker. So we were basically milking the cow out quicker based on the information of what the milkers were getting. And so they started getting competitive amongst themselves. And before you know it, we saw a drop in somatic cell. We saw more efficiency in the parlor. We saw less mastitis cows. And this is basically because these guys were all logged into the system that would show them how they were performing. And that was a huge benefit to the farm at the time.
He explains how he created and came up with the name Dairy Performance Network.
To me, I wanted farms to perform better, and I wanted to create a network for them to bring all the data together. And that's how we came up with the name. Most of the people that we work with now, and even people in the dairy industry, call it DPN. Hardly anybody ever calls it Dairy Performance Network. The platform that we basically provide for these dairies, we call Dairy Stash. And so if you go to our website, you'll see that Dairy Performance Network has a tool called Dairy Stash. And these are either ex-dairy farmers like myself or computer guys like myself that either grew up on a dairy, were herdsmen on dairy, bred cows, and just happened to like the data space, like the technology side of things. And so, yeah, we're all working towards a common goal to help these farmers with their solutions. And it's very difficult because every farm has different technologies. And as new startups come up, new technologies come up, There's not something out there that just cookie cutter that you can plug in and brings everything together. So we have to take the time to understand what these technologies are and what the farmers want. And so when we're on farm and we're starting to build everything for them, there's a lot of going down from the guy bringing the cows up to the parlor, to the owner, to the manager, right? So we customize basically everything that the farmer wants, the owner wants, the manager wants, the herdsman wants, and the guy bringing up the cows, right? It's streamlining it and customizing it for what they want, down to the smallest detail. And so that's why our approach isn't just, hey, let's go in and essentially sell this thing. It's saying, okay, what are the problems that you have? And this is the solution that we have for you, right? And so we start building it from the ground up, basically.
For those listening, how can they get in touch with you and learn more about the Dairy Performance Network?
So they can reach out to our Facebook, our Instagram, if you go to Dairy Performance Network on LinkedIn. You can also email support@dpnconnect.com. If you go to our website, dpnconnect.com or dairyperformancenetwork.com, you'll be able to contact us right there.
Former Texas Dairy Manager Manny Salcedo on a recent Up-Level Dairy Podcast. Our thanks to Peggy Coffeen with Up-Level Dairy Podcast. And if you'd like to hear that in its entirety, just head to upleveldairy.com. What are the steps and intentions of the National Milk Testing Strategy as part of USDA's effort to monitor and prevent spread of the H5N1 virus in dairy cattle? Julie Gauthier of the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service says,
stage one starts with monitoring the large tanks, silos at milk processing facilities. We'll be asking dairy regulators, dairy inspectors to sample milk at these processing facilities from each silo that contains milk intended for pasteurization, a screening stage that we want to put in place all across the country. Stage two is something that a state can decide to use to fast track them to demonstrate unaffected status or identify that state as being affected.
And that's Julie Gauthier of the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need three more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able Electricians.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Time drinking with the boys. This all
driving through Georgia in late July on a day hot enough to make the devil sigh. I saw a homemade sign written in red, Rhine County Watermelon Festival ahead. Well, I wasn't in a hurry, so I slowed down, took a two-lane road to a one-horse town. There was a party going on. When I got there, I heard a welcome speech from a small-town man. He said, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl. Something that you ain't never seen. She grabbed me by the arm, said, come on, let's go. She dipped down, spun around, and do-si-do. She rocked back on her heels, dropped down to her knees, crawled across the floor, then she jumped back on her feet. She wiggled and she jiggled, beat all you ever saw. Said, this is how you do the watermelon crawl. Red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl. Down in Georgia around about July. If you ain't in a hurry, then you ought to stop by. I can guarantee that you're gonna have a ball learning how to do the watermelon crawl. Well, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, reporting from the Milk Business Conference with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were higher, January up 36 to 1961, February up 30 to 1958, March up 12 to 1960, April up 7 at 1935. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets, barrels down 1.25 to 167.5, 40-pound blocks up 2 to 175, 5-trade a barrel, 2-trade a block on the day, cash butter down 0.25 to 252.75, 14 trades on the day, graded non-fat dry milk steady at 138.25, no trades, dry whey up 2 to 75, and no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets mostly higher as the trade continued to move prices higher due to strength in the cash markets and strong demand, especially on the feeder cattle side. Hog markets all moved mostly lower as the market has not found enough consumer demand to justify moving the markets higher on the day. December live cattle up 240 to 192.25. January feeder cattle up $1.72 to 259.05. And February hogs down 20 cents to 84.37. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets were relatively flat. They did hit some resistance levels after the WASD report on some consolidation, and so a few of the contracts were lower. But soybeans continued to move mostly higher after that WASD report. And wheat markets also were higher on the day as well, as the Chicago contracts led the wheat complex higher. December corn down 2.5 to 438. New crop up 2.25 to 444. January beans up 3/4 to 995.5. New crop up 4.75 to 1014.5. Chicago wheat December up 1.5 to 543.5. Minneapolis wheat December steady at 582.25. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durant, cash corn $3.91, January $3.94, new crop $3.84, cash beans $9.16, January at $9.21, February $9.18, new crop $9.25. Big River Resources, Boyceville, January and cash and February corn all at $4.08 and a quarter, March $4.10 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride, Arcadia, cash in January corn $4.08. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn $3.93, new crop $3.94, cash beans $9.15, new crop $9.39. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn $3.96, new crop $3.94, cash beans $9.10, new crop $9.24. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn at $4.21, April $4.36, May $4.38, new crop $4.05, cash beans $9.72, April $9.77, May $9.80, new crop $9.56. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn $3.95, new crop $3.86, cash beans $9.24, new crop $9.41. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle $177 to $199, Holstein fed cattle $162 to $174, market cows $87 to $123, bulls $120 to $150, calves $225 to $1030, beef steers $212 to $400, Holstein steers at $185 to $320. Sheep markets, market lambs $175 and down, light lambs $170 and down, ewes $85 and down, rams $75 and down, goat markets, does and bucks $200 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs $100 to $285, fed lambs $150 to $166. That is a check of markets from the Milk Business Conference. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the Morning Farm Report from WRDN.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now.
800-575-2706.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-2706. That's 800-575-2706.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
It was Labor Day weekend, I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline. And I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line. And it all started right then and there. Oh, sailor sky made a perfect sunset. And that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that miniskirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss and a heart don't forget.
a southbound plane, I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget something like that. The memory of the first love never fades away. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said a heart don't forget. Something like that. Oh, not something like that.
We call them cool. Those hearts that have no scars to show, the ones that never do let go and risk the tables being turned. We call them fools who have to dance within the flame, who chance the sorrow and the shame that always comes with getting burned. But you got to be tough when consumed by desire, 'cause it's not enough just to stand outside the fire. We call them strong, those who can face this world alone, who seem to get by on their own, those who will never take the fall. We call them weak, who are unable to resist the slightest chance love might exist, and for that forsake it all. They're so hell-bent on giving, walking a wire, convinced it's not living if you stand outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. There's this love that is burning in my soul, constantly yearning to get out of control, wanting to fly higher and higher. I can't abide standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire.
sizzle.
We're Country Fried.
We're Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
It's strange to hear your voice. I did not expect for you to call. You wonder how I'm doing, how I'm holding up since you did me wrong. Well, how am I doing since you did what you done to me? I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. Well now, wait 1 minute, I failed to mention those tears I cry are tears of joy. Because it was no fun there under your thumb, and now that I'm so, how am I doing since you did what you done to me? I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. All right. Since you did what you done to me, I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. Well, I don't know what you were thinking, running round on me. Now you say you're sorry. Honey, I agree. So, how are you doing since you did what you done to me? Girl, don't lie, you know you cry, 'cause you know how good it used to be. Yeah, tell me, does the thought of losing my true love make it hard to sleep? Baby, how are you doing since you did what you done to me? Yeah, how are you doing now that you know how I'm doing since you did what you done to me?
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brian Winnikins at the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Annual Convention. Thank you to our sponsors, including Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, Synergy Co-op, Amplify Health, and Osteoplastics. I'm with Jesse Thompson, State FFA President. And FFA always has a booth here at the Farm Bureau Convention. And Jesse, thanks for joining us. Well, I guess this is kind of all different for you this year because you're president of the State FFA being here at Farm Bureau. What are some of the things you've learned so far?
So far, I've learned that Farm Bureau, similar to FFA, is a place for everyone to thrive. I've met a lot of people, sat at tables with, you know, past state FFA officers to people such as yourself and other Farm Bureau members that really tell the story of agriculture in a beautiful way. We had a lovely keynote speaker that did a great job of making the crowd laugh while also understanding why relationships and agriculture are important.
And as your year's been going on here, I mean, soon you're going to be a past FFA
president, but what are some of the things you've been doing as state FFA president?
So I've been traveling the state to a lot of different events. For the state officers, the sectional officers, they're doing their chapter visits right now. A lot of times traveling every day to a new chapter. And I actually got to put my chapter visit shoes on and go to a chapter visit the other day in Campbellsport, Wisconsin, and enjoy some time with some FFA members there. Other than that, I've been working really hard on getting ready for some uptime conferences. We have halftime coming up, and we have a lot of different other events that I've been preparing for just logistically at home, and also getting some time with family over the Thanksgiving break here.
So with some of these events, what's going to be your role at some of these upcoming events, or what will you be talking about?
So right now we're looking forward. This next week, we're at what we call our Checkpoint 2 training, and we get a refresher on workshop development and speech development just to get us ready for the end of the year. And as we progress, we'll be planning our halftime conference, which happens in January, and we'll be working with any chapter can send two leaders from their chapter to this conference, and they can learn about all topics from agriculture advocacy to different FFA events and how we can inform our members about those events. We'll have discussions, roundtable discussions with them about potentially them running for state FFA office or some hot topic agriculture issues. And we'll also have some good time to dance with them and have some networking and build some relationships. But other than that, I'm traveling to the Wisconsin Agribusiness Classic and speaking at that and a couple other events down the line here in January.
Talking with Jesse Thompson, State FFA President here at the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Annual Convention. Jesse, from when we first met at the Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, I kind of was impressed on your farm advocacy. Has that been something that's been important to you during your year as president to really advocate for agriculture, not just to the media or to other farmers or farm groups, but to other members who may not have any farm experience?
Well, I'm relating that back to Farm Bureau. Farm Bureau really helped me ignite that passion for telling the story of agriculture and helping, you know, whether it's legislative advocacy or agriculture advocacy in general. That was just something that Farm Bureau helped ignite. In high school, I was on my county board of directors, and now transitioning into FFA, that's just ever so large of a passion of mine. And I'm just so excited to share that passion with FFA members, especially as, you know, down the line here, we're getting to National FFA Week, a huge week for our chapters across the state to advocate about agriculture. And then we'll have our FFA Day on the Hill during FFA Week, and we'll be advocating for issues such as a budget item in the Department of Public Instruction's budget that could potentially add $9 million to the budget, the state budget, for career and technical student organizations. So we're at a really intricate time within FFA and agriculture advocacy. As you know, we have new representatives who we get to tell the message of FFA, people who are new to the state capitol and Washington, D.C. And that's just something that's really cool to bring FFA members and myself and just share stories and give some perspective on what's going on. And honestly, that started at you know, growing up on a farm. Farm Bureau helped grow that, and so did FFA.
You mentioned the technical education funding. How important is that for FFA members to have that funding stick around? Because not every student wants to go to college, and we need farmers, we need electricians, we need plumbers, we need mechanics, we need construction and concrete workers, all that technical stuff. How important is that money so that we can reach out to those students, many of which are FFA members?
Yeah, it's vitally important. And you say all of those different career occupations that don't necessarily require a college education, maybe a technical education, a 1 or 2 year, or, you know, just a high school diploma. And what that money could potentially be geared at is things like membership and programs. And all we we hear this conversation of workforce. We need a workforce. And that's right, we do, because we're growing a population, and FFA and the other career and technical student organizations are helping train that workforce. And that's why this money is so important. And we were just the other day at the Capitol advocating for it in Madison, and we're looking forward to continuing sharing that message.
When you had a chance to talk with either staff members or legislators at the state capitol, what was their response?
Everyone is really excited to support youth, regardless of what that looks like. Just what's really important and cool about the FFA is that when we go in and share stories, that's the most empowering thing to people, whether you're talking to a legislator or, you know, someone at an event that just doesn't know what FFA is. If you share a personal story, that's what people want to hear, and that's what we did.
Jesse Thompson, State FFA Director, before we let you go, I know you're only halfway through. I know you... National office. I mean, National FFA Convention isn't that far away. So,
I'm just really excited to continue this year and the experiences. It's been just an honor and the privilege of my life to serve in this role.
You have one alternate career down the road. I'm just going to tell you right now, Jesse, congressman. Oh, he's laughing about that. You could do really well with that. That was a great answer that he gave us, wasn't it, folks? We are at the Wisconsin Farm Bureau's annual convention. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Alcivia Co-op.
It's going to be a cold one today in our ag weather forecast, but we do have a warming trend for the weekend with highs expected back into the 30s. A wintry mix of precipitation will move into portions of the region Friday night and across all of the region by Saturday. The highest precipitation amounts, though, are expected over and around southeast Minnesota. We'll have temperatures in the 30s. Mostly sunny and cold today, highs from 1 to 6 above, and relative humidities at 38 to 43%. Northwest winds at 5 to 9. We'll see about 8 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear. Lows from 4 to 9 below zero. Well, relative humidities at 80 to 85%. Northwest winds at around 5. Tomorrow, sunny, warmer. Highs 14 to 19. Relative humidities at 31 to 36%. Southeast winds at 5 to 10. We'll see about 6 hours of sunshine. For Saturday, mostly cloudy. Snow and freezing rain. Highs 30 to 35. For Sunday, mostly cloudy. Highs 35 to 40. Monday, mostly cloudy. A chance of rain. Highs 35 to 40. For Tuesday, partly sunny, highs 25 to 30. Wednesday, partly sunny, highs 25 to 30.
Be sure to visit the O'Galley Cheese Factory this holiday season. Their delicious cheese boxes make the perfect gift. O'Galley Cheese has a wide array of boxes featuring their award-winning cheese designed to fit any budget. Choose one of their pre-made selections or create your own specialty box. They can ship anywhere. Remember to order early to ensure timely delivery. Visit O'Galley Cheese, 2 miles north of Durand on Highway 25, or visit OGalleyCheese.com for easy online ordering.
After raising the kids, having weddings, and getting them settled, my wife and I prepared to spend our very first Christmas alone. They were all at the in-laws this year, so we watched old videos of them growing up. Went to bed early, and Christmas morning, my wife said, "Let's never do that again."
We're on our own again this year, but we're actually looking forward to it because we rented a private vacation home in Alexandria, Minnesota. Lakes, shopping, restaurants, and new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Layer of snow on your outbuildings can cause structural problems. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. How much snow can a roof handle? Stay tuned to find out as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
This year, American farmers will harvest 2.8 billion bushels of wheat and 15.1 billion bushels of corn. And to this day, American road workers have built 4.2 million miles of roads and counting. We're proud that John Deere machines rolling off the line here in the USA play a part in supporting Americans who work the land and build a better tomorrow. Nothing runs like a Deere. Learn more at johndeere.com/manufacturing.
Most barns and outbuildings can handle the weight of a heavy snowfall, but sometimes it's just too much and the structure collapses. How much snow weight the roof can handle depends on several factors, including the roofing material, slope, and age of the building. A common value used for most agricultural buildings is about 20 pounds of load per square foot. Kevin Yanni is an extension engineer at the University of Minnesota. He says the moisture content of the snow also makes a difference.
The dry, fluffy snow has a weight of about 3 pounds per cubic foot. So if you got a 20-pound load there, you're someplace in the range of about 6 feet of dry, fluffy snow that you can handle. If you've got heavy, wet snow, that can be in the range of about 21 pounds per cubic foot. If you got a snow load of 20 pounds and you get the wet, heavy stuff, if you got a foot of snow, you're really up there against your limit.
It's hard to eyeball exactly how much is up there, so Yanni suggests measuring snow depth on the ground. But keep in mind that wind and other factors can create uneven snow depth on the roof. If you're concerned